As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning. A beautiful day out there. The weather finally deciding after the weekend that was, hey, maybe we should actually act like it's June. And hey, you know what? Good for everyone. It's all just shorts weather.
It's
you don't have to
be 80.
Yeah, you don't have to ask questions of like, is this actually June? No, not this time. We don't need to do that at all. This is perfect now.
Gonna be 80 today. I saw 86 tomorrow. I'm dog sitting this week.
There you go.
And the person I'm dog sitting for, it's my cousin, has a pool. We were discussing over the weekend, it might just not be warm enough like for you to use the pool, which
nope,
is a shame.
Nope, not anymore.
Nope, Wednesday shows up. Oh, baby.
There you go.
There we go.
This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, we're here with you on another beautiful day, but more importantly, it is another day of Bills OTAs. The last time that we had OTAs, we had a decent couple things to talk about there, you know, with James Cook not being present, Joey Bosa dealing with a calf injury. What kind of madness do we get this time around? I say madness very loosely. It's OTAs. Everything's fine.
Yeah, there won't be too much news. I'm interested to see if Josh Allen is on his honeymoon or not, or if he's like waiting for the end of mandatory minicamp, because I think then there's like a 5-week break. So, I mean, that's the storylines we have in June, is Josh Allen's
wedding.
Is Josh
Allen taking snaps today, days after his wedding?
But on more for today, we go to the Wester Hotline. Right off the top, Sal Capaccio joins the show. Sal, good morning. It is beautiful outside.
About darn time, huh? I would say it's about darn time. It's nice. It's beautiful. It's sunny. A little bit of a breeze, but man, I think we got through it. Let's see. But another day, another round of OTAs this week. The Bills actually had OTAs yesterday, but no media present. So I couldn't tell you if Josh Allen took snaps yesterday. But we'll find out today because the media will be out there today, and then they'll have off tomorrow from being on the field. And then one more OTA after today this week. That's on Thursday. And then they're here next week for mandatory minicamp. But still voluntary this week and today. So, yeah, we will be monitoring, and Josh and some other players that attended his wedding if they're here today.
And then also today we are expected to hear from the coordinators, defense coordinator Bobby Babich at 10:30, and then offense coordinator Joe Brady at 11. Sal, I will tell you, this is also a personal thing of mine. I am excited to hear Brady speak. I want to know how many questions he's asked about Elijah Moore. He's a player I've absolutely fallen in love with, even back in his Ole Miss days. I'm excited to see what he can do for the Bills. I'm trying to keep my expectations tempered. I am having a difficult time, though.
Yeah, and listen, I think last week he had a really good day, I thought. I wrote about him, talked to him, and he had some interesting things to say. I thought he had a good day on the field. I mean, if you're expecting lots of stuff from Joe Brady on Elijah Moore, I'd temper that a little bit because we know how this goes, right? Which is he'll be asked and he'll say some nice things and not make it too big of a deal. And, you know, just say, hey, everybody's working hard and, you know, they're excited to have him or something like that. So I wouldn't probably expect a lot from him on more specifically. He might get a bunch of questions. We'll see. You know, Joe Brady's now, this is his second full season, 2.5 years, if you go back, or short of that, you know, a couple of years ago when he took over. So we kind of, we know him pretty well, what his philosophies are. So not a lot new coming from him probably today. Bobby Babbage, the same thing in his second year, but, you know, a lot, maybe you can, I think, you know, ask him questions about last year and how it went and, you know, what he learned from last year and really some new pieces now and how they're going to navigate without Hoyt Ogunjobi for 6 weeks. Those are things that we'll talk more about in training camp, but this is the first time we've gotten to speak to the coordinators. And notably, we will speak with special teams coordinator Chris Tabor today after practice.
All right, so all the coordinators are going to be speaking today. Sal, on OTAs, we spoke last Tuesday. That was also the only media day last week, but there were some new wrinkles to OTAs starting last week. Is there anything for this week that is a little bit different? I know, you know, 7-on-7s, 11-on-11s, obviously no pads or anything like that. That's not till a few weeks into training camp. But anything different for today for you guys to watch for?
No, nothing like that. We just don't know, obviously, what drills or schedule to have. Like, we could go out there today and maybe, you know, last week they did a lot of what I would call, I wouldn't say goal line. It wasn't goal line. It wasn't necessarily red zone. It was in the red zone. It was a goal to go situation. How about that? They did a lot of that last week on the day that we were out there. So they put the ball at the 7 yard line and said, okay, first down to go and goal to go from the 7 yard line. They went from there. Who knows what situation they'll be in today? They did 11 on 11 full field as well. So there's no new rules from last week. You can still do the same thing. This is phase three of OTAs. Same thing with next week, guys, by the way. The only difference between this week and next week is next week's mandatory. That's the only difference. Everything else is the same. They're allowed to do all regular football stuff, basically.
And correct me if I'm wrong, next week's mandatory minicamp is Tuesday through Thursday, I believe?
Yep, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, okay. June 10, 11, and 12. That will be mandatory minicamp. The obviously, the storyline then will be as James Cook here will monitor that. That's not for a week from today. And then once they're done next Thursday, they're done until training camp.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the thing, Sal. Like, we're doing a lot now, and then it's, what, 5-6 weeks of really nothing going on across the NFL. It's not really just for the Bills. It's this hurry up, and then you have your summer.
Oh, yeah, listen. I mean, it's the time, what we call the dead period in the NFL, right? I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword for a lot of teams, which is, you have the dead period, guys. You know, you have 6 weeks basically off for the players, the coaches, the front office. But honestly, like in that 6 weeks, you're always thinking, oh, hey, hopefully everybody does everything they're supposed to do on and off the field, no injuries, things like that, right? I mean, that's when something all of a sudden you get a report, you know, happens to some guy, you know, he's working out, something happened, or he got himself in a bad situation, things like that. So obviously, there's things that happen in those 6 weeks. But the main thing is a lot of these guys, that's when they take their time. You have to go away, refresh their bodies a little bit. Everybody's a little bit different, and then they come back ready to go in July, training camp.
All right. Sal, we'll let you go get your seat. We want you sitting in the front row, and we'll be waiting for
you. I don't do that. I'm literally in the back.
Are you in the back?
In the back. There's a reason for that, though. The reason for that is, so what we have in the industry is called a mult box. It's a multi-box for the audio, for people who don't know. So it's where the TV cameras and the radio microphones, they plug in to this box, and that disperses to whatever your camera is or your microphone you're using. I can record right on my iPhone. Mm-hmm. I plug it in there. So when somebody's at the podium, they talk into a mic, it goes there, and then you can plug into all these things. Well, that mult box sits in the back of the media room.
Oh.
So because I record from there onto my phone, I have a cord that's only yay long, and you don't want to have a cord going all the way to the top. I'm back there with basically all the cameras that are sitting in the back of the media room. And I don't mind. I'm like, there's like four rows. I'm back there, but we have one row. It's me, my buddy Josh Reed is next to me on my right. My other buddy Andy Young is next to me on my left. There's no assigned seats, but kind of like after so many years, you sit in the same spot all the time. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that's probably the way to do it. I was prepared to make a joke about what kind of student you were, but now there's actual practical reason for being in the back. So credit to you.
I was not the smartest student, but I was a damn resourceful student, and that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. That's how you do it. All right, Sal. Well, let's go get set up.
I knew who to copy from. That's how resourceful I was.
I was betting on Sal's a dog in the classroom.
Yep.
He's grinding.
I will tell you, this is a true story. I'll give you a minute here. True story. Like, so, I graduated from Cleveland Hill High School. Right, love my alma mater, as you did. Right,
class 2016.
Cleveland Hill graduates. Right. So, anyway, when I was in high school, the class valedictorian is still my best friend in the world. Like, we've known each other since I graduated, you know, since second grade. We know each other for basically close to 50 years. His name is Chris. He went to Notre Dame Law School. He's an attorney. And then our other best friend, he was the salutatorian in the so the top guy and the second guy are people with, you know, the grades as far as grades. And he went on to be a marine biologist, worked at Harvard. These are still very, very close friends of mine. So I always joke, but I was the smartest one because I surrounded myself with the smart
people. Yes. Yes. Bang. Surround yourself with excellence. You will follow. Absolutely.
Exactly right.
All right, Sal. Well, let's go get set up, and we'll be hearing from Bills defense coordinator Bobby Babich probably in the next 20 minutes or so.
You got it, man. Thanks.
That was Sal Capaccio there on the West Her Hotline. Yes, also fellow Clefo graduate. I sat in the back of the class.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Which was interesting because in middle school, finding out I needed to have glasses was a struggle for about 3 months.
You found out,
when
though.
You're sitting there and you're like, I can't see that
What did you just write down, Teach?
I can't see it. Any of that. I will tell you, though, getting my glasses, I don't know if this is true for – I mean, you have glasses as well, Derek. The few of us that work here do, too. I do not have contacts.
We're all nerds.
I do not have contacts, I will say. I have a deep fear of – anything near my eyes.
You know, this is a funny one because you mention it now here because, you know, we're talking about parts of high school and now both of us not being able to see without glasses
Love
or something.
It.
I got contacts out of a necessity.
Did you?
I was playing, I played football in high school and I caught a screen pass in practice, got drilled, had my glasses on.
Oh.
One of the lenses pops out, and you cannot find it in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
So I got decked, lost one of my lenses, and went, guess Derek's getting contacts.
That's a really rough 30 seconds there.
I mean, yes.
You're getting popped, and then your glasses broke. That's a tough 30 seconds.
And then we couldn't find it.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
So, the lawnmower might have eventually gotten it, and we stopped, and we stepped on shards of glass the next year. I don't know.
But you couldn't find it then.
Yeah, no, but junior year, nope, I learned. I'm getting contacts, baby.
I will say, though, so the reason—
Sophomore year, I actually tried to play blind. I missed a play call because of it.
Did you?
Because I was the guy calling the plays, too, which made it even better.
Coach, come on. Don't give it to the blind kid.
No, that's— the blind kid knew the playbook. That's the problem.
Oh, man.
The blind kid knew the playbook, but then the signals that you're sending me, I missed the blitz.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen.
Yep, and then, so I got, I got chewed into for it. Why didn't we call the blitz? I didn't see it.
Yeah, I did not see it.
I'm blind.
And I was looking at you. This is not like I missed a sign. I was looking right at you.
I was looking at you. I didn't see it. That's my fault, and it's also kind of your fault.
For me, I just, so for like three, 4 months, I mean, I was just, I live
blindly. Like, I could not see anything.
Blind Derek in high school, football was a venture.
Yep. I could see everything close to me. I couldn't see anything far away. And so at the time in my house, our couch was all the way in the back. And then on the other side of the room was the TV. I'm sitting there watching SportsCenter, just squinting at the TV. No one in my family is saying anything. They're all waiting for me to like have the courage to say something of like, hey, I need glasses. For like 3 months, I was petrified. I'm like, I'm going to get glasses. My dad has glasses. You know, my entire like dad's side of the family all have glasses. I'm like, damn.
Oh, here's your curveball.
It happened to me.
Nobody in my family was bad as me.
Oh, no.
My sister only needed them for like small situations.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with my mother.
Okay.
Like she could, I think it was nearsightedness for the both mm-hmm. of them. Like my mother could drive no problem without having her glasses on.
Yep.
Me? Ready? I take this off. We have the banner in the back, the Just Call Jed Studios. And you can see everything relatively easily here. If I take my glasses off, I'm probably about 10 feet away from this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about that.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's all gone.
It's gone. I can't even tell what the WGR logo looks like. It's a mess. This would work so much better if we had cameras on, but, you know.
Well, the bullpen scene. They know the distance.
Yeah, no. If you've seen any of the streams or anything like that, you know what I'm talking about on that one. But also to be 10 feet away from something and not being able to see it glasses.
It's tough.
I'm that bad.
Yeah, so I eventually did get glasses, although never got prescription goggles when I was swimming. I tried them out once, hated them. So for my entire swim career,
how much do you need to see when you're swimming?
Not too much.
A lot, I feel like.
I mean, outside of like just I follow the line. That's kind of about it.
Can you see the line without glasses?
Yeah.
Then you're good.
My only issue was
as a matter of fact, if you're not going straight, you actually have a problem mechanically.
Yeah. Yes. The only time I ever had an issue was seeing the times. Like once mm-hmm. I finished, I always had to go right up to my coach and go, I saw a 5. That's about all I got. Just
How'd I do?
That's all I could do. Actually funny on that.
You were pretty good at it. So like the times actually mattered.
Yeah. Yeah. My first school record I broke was the 500 freestyle. I had an idea that I had broken it. I had gotten really good through a club coach. I could usually time myself for those about 5 or so minutes.
Maniac behavior.
I could usually mentally time myself for a long time. I could really do that well. So I knew I had done pretty darn good. I had no idea. So I looked over to where my coach was and I waited to see his reaction. And when I saw him jump up and like, you know, fist pump in the air, got it. All right, cool.
Yeah.
But I had no idea what the time was until I talked to him. I had zero idea.
All you knew is that you saw him and be excited and that's good.
Yep, that's all I needed. All I needed.
That was the only validation you needed.
That's it.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And then I have to react normally too, so I don't look like a weird kid who just broke school records. Like, oh.
Yeah, it's different from looking at times to see if you broke a school record versus looking at a sideline trying to decipher hand signals that you can't really see.
Yeah, one you can absolutely get away with. The other, one, no.
We immediately changed that. Someone else would then show me in the huddle what the signals were. And then I was like, oh, hey, yeah, there we go, actually. It's this. So I'd have to decipher it like. We were playing telestrations or something like that, or charades. That's what's going on. Mm-hmm. We're passing the charades along, and I'm like, oh, it's this play. Okay.
Got it. Everyone line up. We got it. We have 5 seconds now. Let's go.
We have 5 seconds. Hurry up.
803-0550, the number to call. Bills OTAs today. I don't know if we should expect Josh Allen. I don't really care. But a part of me is like, he did just get married this weekend.
Get married this weekend, but I would also not be surprised.
I won't be surprised, and here's why. And I heard the guys on One Bills Live bring it up yesterday. Mandatory min camp is next week, and then we just talked about it with Sal. He's got like 5 weeks of nothing. Now, depending on his now wife's schedule, not bad. It might be good. However, depending on her schedule, it might be, hey, actually, no, like this is the only week we can do this. Because they're both very busy people. Her obviously being a working actress, him obviously being an NFL football player.
So I think they're going to have enough time probably in the next 5 weeks or so to carve something out, I would hope.
The real question is, do rich people still do honeymoons? I don't know.
If anyone is, 803-0550.
Because I'm sitting there and I'm like, they can probably... They could do a Europe trip anytime they want in the offseason. They don't have to worry about it.
That's actually a really good point.
Like, where the average American sitting there going, like, no, we saved up for this for two years.
We can't afford anything else. We're doing it now.
We're doing a 14-day vacation. We'll never financially recover. Where them, they might be all right. Look, I was forced over the weekend to see all this stuff about their wedding, all of which I saw against my own will. I just want to be on Twitter seeing anything about the College World Series.
Love that for you.
NBA, NHL, anything.
I love that you're like, nope, I don't want to see my quarterback.
Yeah, here's the voyeuristic pictures of Josh and Haley's wedding. Thrilled. I feel so gross looking at this.
Why?
Because all of it looked like it was in a bush 200 yards away. And I'm like, we're not supposed to see this, guys. We are not supposed to see this.
We were not supposed to. You're absolutely right. We probably should never have seen any of these pictures.
Although it did look like Terry Pegula was there, Sean McDermott was there, Deion Dawkins was there, among others. So good on them. Also had some former Bills news. Gabe Davis meeting with the Pittsburgh Steelers today.
After he was there.
Yeah, he was there. So good for him. He like left California. He's like, I'm going to Pittsburgh.
I was just there.
It's a lovely city.
Yeah. Have fun with whoever the hell their quarterback is.
Are they still convinced it's going to be Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know anymore.
That's kind of the vibe it's giving, is that they're sort of just waiting for him to show up at mandatory minicamp. Like, he's not signed, but like that's the vibe it gives.
But also, I'm hoping that Pittsburgh is not convinced it's Aaron Rodgers and they're actually going with Mason Rudolph and it's like their actual good idea.
I mean, yeah, the good idea is to like, hey guys, we're going to hit like a heavy reset here. It's projected to be a much better quarterback class next year. We are going to get a
which
good
make
look
it
at a lot
the
of
more
these guys.
Hilarious when Mike Tomlin wins 9 games somehow
with Mason. That's the thing too. If that man wins 9 games with Mason Rudolph,
then we know.
But then there is something. I don't care that he doesn't go 4 on 4th down. I don't care. He's a damn good coach, and anyone will be happy to have him. Just give him a quarterback.
I don't
think it's happening with Mason Rudolph. I don't think that's happening.
If it happens, then we know that there is some sort of like
devil magic.
Yeah.
That's it. Anything that inconveniences
me is magic. I was
going to
say like blood oath that he will never have a losing season ever.
Anything that inconveniences me or my favorite sports teams has to be devilry.
I assume.
Has to be. Or just good magic. It could be good magic too. It doesn't always have to be bad.
Yeah, but we just don't have any of that here.
I just think no one's
tell me I'm wrong.
No one's bitten the bullet and just taken one for the team.
Well, I mean, hang on. The Bandits are actually.
The Bandits.
What do you mean nobody's taken a. What?
We only get burned now, man. Someone has to risk
that
themselves
means
and be
it's
like.
Oops, all bullets.
Well, no.
Yes.
They're like, we're going to win the old fashioned way. And I'm like, no, look at the Chiefs.
No.
They get it done.
You just said someone has to bite the bullet here. That's like all of us, dog.
Dude, we don't play on the teams, though.
No.
We just have to suffer through it.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Everything here, it's oops, all bullets.
Mm-mm.
That's all we get for our sports teams, except for the Bandits. They're our golden child.
They are so good. They're still
you know what's
fun.
The worst part? They're the golden child, but they're also the middle child. The middle child getting overlooked.
Yeah. That is pretty heavy, middle child syndrome.
Stacy's over here with 4 green ribbons, and we don't care.
I think that's right, actually. Yeah. No, I think that's spot on.
Because the Sabres child continues to write on the walls with crayon.
Wait, which one would be?
Oh, the Sabres are the younger child causing all the problems.
Okay.
And the Bills are the older child.
Not necessarily valedictorian, but like the star athlete.
They're trying their best.
They've got a ton of personality. Yeah.
Yeah, the Bills are the older child. They're trying their best.
And then the middle child, likely going to be valedictorian, pretty darn good personality, good athlete too. But yeah, they're
overlooked because
you're second of three.
Because the baby, the Sabres, keep writing on the wall with crayons.
Well, the drawings sometimes come out really well.
Next thing you know, there's a fork heading towards a socket, and you got to stop that.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that.
Can you tell my little brother was a troublemaker?
I was just saying, you really don't want that. You do not want that. 803-0550, the number 2 call. We're going to break here just a little bit early to hopefully get ahead of Bills defense coordinator Bobby Babich jumping on with the media today as OTAs with the media is happening today. Of course, you heard Sal Capaccio there mention OTAs did start yesterday, but today the lone day where the media gets to hang out, watch, write articles,
talk to people. All the coordinators will be speaking today, as, of course, we're going to have Bobby Babich coming up in little under 10 minutes. We're also going to have offensive coordinator Joe Brady and then special teams coordinator Chris Tabor after practice. Don't know if we'll be able to carry that live here on the air, but we will certainly have the audio for you to listen to later on the Odyssey app or on our website, WGR550.com. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer, stay with us. We'll be right back.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.